Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the fair, what a gorgeous day. Hard to beat this. Big thanks, Jonathan Lowe on the fairgrounds, Kerry Klatt in the studio downtown. And a big thanks to Eric Haslison, Metro Manager, KNS Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, serving the Twin Cities and Rochester. Eric, it's been a while. I hope you're doing well.
I'm great, thank you.
Yeah, and here it is. It was hot on Thursday and Friday. It's a cool, comfortable day. And early this morning, and I know for sure tomorrow morning, there's going to be a little chill in the air, for sure. And that is a reminder that now is prime time to make sure that furnace is ready to go for the upcoming heating season, because it comes up quick, doesn't it, Eric?
Absolutely. We're getting out into homes even this next week to make sure everything is up and ready to go, safe to operate, and running as efficiently as it can be.
Yeah, and Eric, let's just start at the top. Number one, you should get that furnace checked out every year, correct?
Absolutely.
And what does a good tech look for when they're going through your furnace? So you order preventative maintenance. What are they looking for when they open up that furnace?
Yeah, you know, good visual inspection to check for any signs of rust or, you know, unusual wear and tear on some of the moving components on the combustion chamber. And then, you know, getting our tools in there to check that combustion and make sure that, you know, for every hard-earned dollar that you're spending on that natural gas or that electricity or whatever is fueling your unit, that you're getting the most heat out of that furnace that you can. And it's done by some simple adjustments sometimes, and other times, you know, your furnace is pretty well set up and ready to go. We just give it that clean bill of health and make sure that everything is operating as it should be, and move on with, you know, potentially sometimes people this time of year are also getting their ACs checked out if they didn't in the spring.
Yeah, and when it comes to the furnace, now is the time to do it. You don't want to wait for that first cold snap, which is inevitable.
Right.
Hopefully it's not going to come until October sometime, that we're going to get a really nice September. But it is on the way. We all know the reality of it. And now is the time, because I would assume the guys at KNS and other contractors around the area aren't as busy right now.
There is a lot of truth to that, yeah. And sometimes with the supply chain, you know, getting a hold of a specific part, if it takes a couple days, better do it right now while we're, you know, still seeing some temps in the 80s rather than waiting until those, 10-degree days to get a part in.
Yeah, it's almost hard to fathom on a gorgeous day like this at the fair that
we shouldn't talk about it. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. One of the other things we always bring up when we visit it with you or Brian from KNS from time to time here on CCO is filters. Filters, filters, filters. It is a huge deal, isn't it?
It is. It's the first line of defense in keeping your unit operating for many, many years to come, we hope. And good for the airflow, you know, air quality in your home. And it keeps that furnace and your AC running as efficiently as it can, having that right filter in place.
Yeah, and finding the right filter is also important. There can be such a thing as too much filter that'll actually be counterproductive.
That is true.
And what do you look for? What do you recommend to your customers?
Yeah, so if you have a larger filter, a wider filter, we call it, it allows for a lot more surface area and a lot better airflow. And so you can have a little bit more restrictive material in that, because you have a lot more airflow from that surface area. Now, if you're like me and you have just one of those really thin 1-inch filters, then it's a good opportunity to kind of save a couple dollars, go with something that's a little bit more inexpensive, and in turn, it's going to allow for a lot better airflow to pass through that unit and keep it running efficiently, still keep your unit clean, and then that's going to give the overall components in your furnace and you know, parts of your AC as well, working hopefully a little bit longer and a lot more efficiently as well.
Now, I was downstairs looking at the furnace and saying, okay, I don't have a backup filter. I need to do that. And then I opened up that humidity unit hanging on the side of my furnace and opened that up and said, oh, boy, I got work to do there as well. And that's another thing that needs annual maintenance. That pad that holds the moisture, that needs to be cleaned up. That needs to be serviced as well.
Correct. Yeah, the water panels that retain that moisture inside there, what happens is, even if you have a water softener, like a lot of people do, there's still a lot of minerals that can build up inside there. You're essentially drying out that water and using that moisture throughout the house to help the home. And by doing so, you leave behind a lot of those particulates from the water. And so change that once a year is a really good idea. If you have hard water and you're in an area, it might even be twice a year to change that water panel is what's recommended.
One of the other things people wonder, when is it time to be proactive and swap out a furnace and air conditioning system? And I know I've told you and Brian that I moved into this house. The HVAC unit was three years old. It's going on 18, but when I have it checked out, everything's working fine. So far, it's so good this cooling season. And, you know, obviously I'll get it checked out this fall, the furnace part of it. But is there a time where you say, hey, you're pushing 20 years, even though it's running, swap it out? What are your thoughts on that part of the equation?
There's a couple different factors, and you know, every home is different. And, you know, if your unit is getting to that 20-year-old mark, and let's say that it's one of the less efficient models, I think that what you can do is, when you look at getting a new unit, as far as getting that new efficiency, it'll pay for itself as far as that differential there. But, you know, around that 20-year mark is a really good time to start looking for that. We've seen a lot of units last a lot longer, and we've seen some, you know, only last about half that amount of time, and there's different reasons for that. But 20 years is a great time, and hopefully we'll be able to do something a lot more efficient for you. You know, there's such a thing as a 99% efficient furnace out there, and there's very few people out there right now that have that. But as gas prices are going up, the price of natural gas or LP gas, that can really be a big money saver, you know, from that initial investment.
Well, Eric, it's always good to visit with you, always good to visit with Brian from time to time. K&S Heating, we'll have to do it again this fall before it gets real cold and open up the phone lines and take listener calls. But we wanted to, just because I know this morning and again tomorrow morning, people are going to feel a chill in the air, and that should be the cue to get that furnace serviced. And as you pointed out, still time to get that AC serviced as well and get it ready for 2023.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.